Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. Still getting used to our new playground here. The slide's different, the merry-go-round's different, the swings are different, but we're getting the hang of it. We're at the new studios here in beautiful downtown Kirkwood, Missouri. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Tuesday evening. It's beautiful outside. Rock, take a look outside.
Is there a downtown part of Kirkwood?
Yeah, there's a downtown Kirkwood. Why wouldn't there be?
I figured you needed to be a city to be a down for there to be a downtown part
of
your
everybody's
city.
Got a downtown.
Okay, fine.
It's right by the train station, right? That's like down. That's considered downtown Kirkwood.
Look, I don't know where we are in Kirkwood. Downtown sounds good.
We are not in downtown. I was like, even if there is a downtown Kirkwood, we're not in it.
Okay, where are we then in Kirkwood?
We're just in Kirkwood.
We're right by the Kirkwood Brew House.
Yeah, we're
that's the important thing.
Across the street from a Schnucks.
Yes.
Wow.
There's an Oberweis. There's a Gold's Gym, so you can go get your fill of ice cream and then go work it off over at Gold's. I think that's the goal there.
I think that's actually the workout plan they trumpet.
The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at John Rudolph22. Joining us at 620 from the Hall of Fame show on the NFL channel on SiriusXM. And starting this Sunday morning, you can catch him with Mark Lillibridge on Sunday football kickoff, Howard Balzer. And then at 7 o'clock, the Missouri Football Tigers beat writer for the Columbia Daily Tribune, Danny Jones. At 720, the designer for the t-shirt they are giving away at the Old School Wrestling Night at Busch Stadium on Tuesday, September 12th. And former pro wrestler D'Artalion Allen. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. The first hour of the program is brought to you by Thomas Bax at American Family Insurance. Look, there is no way to get around it. You are going to need insurance. Whether it's your car or your house or even your life, you need to be insured. But who can you trust? You can't go with a cartoon army general or a talking lizard. I made the call to Tom Bax with American Family Insurance at 314-298-7770. And not only did I save a ton on my car and renter's insurance, I know I've got coverage and an agent I can depend on. You really can't put a price on peace of mind, and that's what you'll get when you call Tom Bax with American Family Insurance, 314-298-7770. Call now, mention you heard it on That 590 Show, and get a $10 gift card just for running a quote. Action-packed weekend as far as college football goes, a lot of fun, too. Mizzou tried to give everybody a heart attack by looking like complete and total dog bleep that first half against Missouri State, at least the defense did. Offense was a lot of fun to watch. Drew Locke was just throwing the ball over the place, and it was so much fun. But that defense, man, wow. I know they only stopped or they only allowed Missouri State to score 8 points in the second half, but still, that's Missouri State. They probably shouldn't have scored 8 points the entire game, but they scored 8 points in the second half. And if that Mizzou defense, if that's how they're going to look all season, it's going to be maybe an interesting ride for the Tigers this year in Columbia. And maybe shootout.
Yeah, and we're gonna get an early answer. Really, I mean, everyone's asking the same question. You know, is it going to be that bad against a real team? Was that an early season hiccup? Did they just kind of not really, underestimate Missouri State and therefore kind of go in a little light? We're gonna get an answer quick. We're not gonna have to wade through 3 more weeks of non-conference. Here comes South Carolina. Isn't supposed to be that good in the first place, so. I think it's also a good example of if the Tigers really are in trouble.
ESPN College Game Day will not be in Columbia, but the SEC version of Game Day will be in Columbia this Saturday. So that'd be Tim Tebow, Paul Feinbaum, and I forgot who else is with that group.
Not just that group, though. Another group is going to be trolling around Columbia this weekend, and that's going to be a little group of power players that is Clay Travis, Ryan Kelly, Hannah Yates, and Nick Yall from 590.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Hannah's Instagram post that
they were
in
Atlanta.
Atlanta
for the twofer there between, obviously, Bama and then Tennessee. Talked to a lot of their fans. But, they're going to be in Columbia this weekend again. Ryan Kelly, Clay Travis, and all them stamping around the tailgate and such.
How disappointing was that Alabama-Florida State game on Saturday night?
I don't think it was that disappointing. I guess.
No, I thought it was very disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, like we get pumped up, but Alabama's not always the most surprising team to watch and fun team to watch unless they're losing. Be honest.
Is
it ever fun to watch Alabama lose? Or Alabama win, excuse me?
It's fun to watch them lose. You were right the first time.
Sorry.
It's always fun to watch that.
I asked a question the first time. That's why I was wrong. But is it ever fun to watch Alabama win? Rarely, if ever.
Well, when we had Coach Houston Nutt on last week, and we said, okay, since 2002, there's always been one team ranked in the top 10 that finished a season unranked. That might be Florida State.
Yeah, that's a little
cheap. They lose DeAndre Francois for the year.
Usually, the kind of the tag on to that question is that, you know, who's just gonna underwhelm because they underwhelm. The Francois one kind of changes the Francois injury kind of changes the makeup of the team to the point where I'm not saying I think we should keep our eye out for who the other one of the top 10 is going to fall out as well, because usually when the team falls out, it's not because of a giant injury. It's because something about their team just
wasn't team was overrated.
As strong. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I always harken back to like 06. For some reason, it was the greatest year of frauds, in my opinion. You had Brian Braum with Louisville. You had Colin Harper with Clemson.
Yeah.
And you had Jevon Snead with Ole Miss.
Oh, my God. Jevon Snead. I remember that.
Remember when he was supposed to be like the messiah of college football
yes.
as a quarterback?
Jevon Snead was going to be like a, you know, first round pick.
Exactly.
And the whole thing.
All three of those guys sucked, and all their teams were like top 15 or top 20, and they all sucked that year. Clemson got blown out by Bama on opening night by like 42-6. And so I think you're going to see another team because, again, there will be another team from the top 10 who, not because of injuries, just because they're a little bit overrated, falls apart. So keep your eye out for who it actually will be, because I don't think this one counts.
Well, new top 10 out today. Number 10, Florida State. Number 9, Wisconsin. Number 8, Michigan. Number 7, Washington. Number 6, USC. Number 5, Oklahoma. Number 4, Penn State. Number 3, Clemson. Number 2, Ohio State. And still number 1, your Alabama Crimson Tide.
Not my Alabama Crimson
Tide. Your Alabama Crimson Tide. Yes.
Roll Tide.
Oh, you're an Alabama fan, huh?
I mean,
shut
a
up, G-Money. Oh,
I'm a Fairweather fan. I'm like the
shut
Patriots. I like
shut
Alabama. I'm
just
oh,
I shut.
How are we just now finding this out about you, that you're a Fairweather fan, that you're a bandwagoner?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. Oh, I guess having the Lakers hat and the Boston Red Sox
and
the New York Yankees hat and the Dodgers hat. That should have been the clue right then and there.
I do have a Seattle Mariners hat.
G-Money,
that too.
Go ahead and do me a favor. Go outside and bite the curb.
But college football was so good to have it back this weekend. It really was. Some of the games were just extraordinarily entertaining. That UCLA-Texas A&M game, how fun was that? And people calling for Kevin Sumlin's head. Look, you're A&M. The days of the Junction Boys and Bear Bryant are long gone. A&M really hasn't been a force in college football in ages. Ages. You were relevant when you had Kevin Sumlin and you had Johnny Manziel and you beat Alabama in one game and then made a contest of it in the other one. Other than that, what has A&M ever really done in college football the past 10, 15 years? Absolutely nothing. You got Kevin Sumlin. He's a great recruiter. He's a great offensive coach. Firing him right now would do nothing. Remember who you are, A&M. Remember who you are. But that UCLA game was so much fun to watch, that second half. And it wasn't like UCLA got like some kind of big, you know, barrage of turnovers or bounces that went their way. They just made adjustments at the halftime and executed and won. And that fake spike that Drew Rosen did at the end of the game, man, that had to make Dan Marino proud.
He had to have made Dan Marino proud. He did run that well.
Stu Gatz on ESPN calls him Drew Nosen instead of Drew Rosen.
Wait, come on,
you know that made you laugh.
Wait, does Stu Gatz have immunity in this?
Yes,
this,
he does.
In this sector,
does? His real name is John Wiener.
Oh, okay, so he's part of the tribe.
Yes, he is.
I was like, wait a second, are we not going to get up in arms at a random ESPN host for cracking that blatant of a joke?
His nickname is Italian, but he's a member of Jim Hayes Enterprises.
Yeah, he's part of the tribe.
He's part of it.
Okay, fine, he can pull that joke. Give me a second. That's pretty good.
There we go, okay.
I just had to check that it was okay for me to laugh.
That game last night between Georgia Tech and Tennessee, Georgia Tech still running the triple option.
Why is it so much fun to watch Tennessee almost blow it? Why has Tennessee become that team in my
mind?
Why
is it so much fun to still watch Georgia Tech run an offense that is, you know, so outdated?
I'll never stop loving that.
Just so outdated.
It's beautiful.
It's kind of like when you watch someone, like when you're driving down the highway and you still see someone driving a Hummer.
Yeah.
You're like, really?
Yeah.
Someone's still driving a Hummer.
Because much like the Hummer, you go 19 miles per gallon. Georgia Tech goes 19 plays per drive. And it's the model of inefficiency. Everyone else in college football is putting together 7-play drives, 3 runs, 4 passes. 2 of the passes are 25-plus yard gains, and boom, you're in the end zone. Let's go. Georgia Tech's over here, 4 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards, 8 yards, 3 yards. It's the most methodically boring, awesome football I've ever seen.
The old mud boot texting in, his name is Josh Rosen, but whatever. So I had the first name wrong.
What'd you keep saying?
I think I called him Zach.
Well, you said Zach Rosen?
I could have. I think
I
did. I
don't know why, but my ears didn't even prick up when I heard that.
You were too busy laughing at Nosen.
I was too busy being offended at first.
Yeah, no. I saw the smile on your face. There was no offense there,
of course,
sir.
That was a fantastic joke. Kidding me? Are you kidding me? I may or may not. Yeah, I watched too much Veep over the weekends.
Did anybody really watch any of the Cardinals over the weekend? I didn't watch a Cardinal game until yesterday.
Not really. I'll just be honest.
On Saturday, I completely forgot they were even playing a game until I started getting on Twitter and watching everybody's reaction to what was being done on the field. I'm like, oh, yeah, the Cardinals are playing. But I watched Mizzou, Missouri State, and then I watched Michigan, Florida, and then went to Twin Peaks in Chesterfield Valley and watched Florida State, Alabama. I remembered a valuable lesson whenever you're at a restaurant like Twin Peaks. Never ask what year the waitress graduated from high school. It's just going to make you feel old. Especially when she says that I said Drew multiple times. My apologies, the old mud boot. I said Drew Rosen. I was thinking probably Drew. I was probably thinking of Drew Rosenhaus. So the old mud boot. I apologize.
Drew Rosen.
I was probably thinking of Drew Rosenhaus.
Like, who is Drew Rosen? I feel like that's a person.
Well, like I said, I was thinking of Drew Rosenhaus. He's the NFL agent. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it was. Anyway, back to the Twin Peaks. So, yeah, never ask the waitress what year she graduated high school because you're just going to feel old. Especially when she says, yeah, that would be this past May. You're like, maybe you need to go cover up and go home.
Oh, that's rough. Woo!
Well, I was in the green room. I was talking to Cam Jansen about it. And I'm like, she doesn't even know like the Twin Towers. Like the Twin Towers to her are history.
Yeah,
she really has no memories of them.
I remember when I was playing basketball at Wycliffe like last year, and we just get finished up, and I'm talking to all these guys, and they're 18, and it hits me, and this is last year, it hits me, I'm like, these guys are physically not old enough to have memory sophisticated enough to remember the Rams winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that hit me really hard.
It only gets worse. Love
because
you too,
for
old
my
mama.
Entire life, I was never going to run into somebody beyond babies that didn't have that memory. Like I was never going to run into people. And so I met these guys. These guys were born in 98. And I'm sitting here like, they don't have the capacity to remember that time. And that was for the first time it hit me. I was like, okay, this is what it feels like, huh? Okay.
I'm here to tell you right now, it's only going to get worse.
I don't like this. Yeah. I'm not a fan of it.
Only going to get worse.
So I'm taking every chance I can just to make fun of you for it now.
Yeah.
I know it's going to hit hard no matter what I do. So there's no point in being a good person before it happens.
It's only going to be a matter of time where there's going to be somebody in the studio who's going to be, you know, significantly younger than you, making you feel old, Rocky. And I just hope I'm alive to see that. The old mud boot texts again. I once asked a Twin Peaks waitress if she'd like to get a better look at a T-bone. Don't do that either.
Oh, my God, no, don't. Gee, Lord Almighty.
She was a sweet girl, too. She really was. I mean, it's just amazing, though, how quickly they went from sex object to child. By saying, oh, yeah, I graduated high school like 2 months ago. Thank you.
And Berger said, okay.
Yes.
Still legal.
Yeah. Who am I? Matthew McConaughey and Dazed and Confused?
All right.
I keep getting older. They stay the same age. All right.
You know
what it is
I love about freshman girls?
We have gone completely creepy here on that 590 show. Let's take a commercial break.
Did I accidentally drunkenly scream that once when I was in college?
You probably drunkenly screamed that over the weekend.
When I was a college senior? Yep.
You probably drunkenly screamed that over the weekend.
Nah, I had a pretty low-key weekend. This is the first weekend in a while where I didn't wake up and go, how would Giamatti do tonight?
There we go.
Yeah, I know.
Very telling sign right there by Matt Rocchio. Congratulations.
I can't live life that way, ladies.
No wonder.
You cannot live life saying, what would Giamatti do?
No wonder he's glowing. That's the reason why.
No one has that kind of bank account, nor healthy nasal polyps.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Howard Balzer. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Never see my baby coming, just one hitting.